know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
Wow.
All three
we
of
are
us.
Really good at that song, John.
Hey,
we
are.
We should do a singing podcast.
We should do an all singing podcast one day.
Well, yeah.
Karaoke time.
What would the name of our band be?
Oh, God.
The Reaper.
The Sad Reapers. Hey, everybody.
I'm the sad part. You're the Reaper.
That beautiful voice you hear to my right is the lovely Sarah Tiana.
And that husky voice you hear to my left is Jonathan Reap.
That's me. And you're listening to Fried.
Yeah, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. How's it going?
And should we wait for them to reply, to respond?
Yeah, we'll wait. But we should do this live one day.
And this is also the first time we've had an in-studio guest.
That's right.
We just usually have the sound guy, like,
Aaron, who just, like, he doesn't understand anything. He just sort of nods his head.
He just goes, man, I can't wait for this is over, like, the whole time.
Staring at the clock. but thank you, Aaron.
But today.
Yeah, we have a guest. You want me to introduce him?
Yeah.
Or
okay. He's your friend.
He's an old buddy of mine. You guys know him. You love him. It's John Heffron, everybody.
Heffron.
I always say Heffron, but it's Heffron. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I did get that vibe from Aaron when I was in here. I was like, that guy is not that into these two.
No.
Like, just.
These two, exactly.
Yeah,
just
not me. He's like totally all about me. But he's like, I'm like, I don't know. Did something happen? Am I walking into this, this podcast? Like, maybe they're. I don't know, do you tip out at the end of the day? I don't know how
maybe that's what we need to start doing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe just puts a little thing in your paper.
So I already owe a dollar for the song, and now I also got to chip in this tip. Okay, we're on it. We'll start a little tip jar right here.
Oh, man.
Nice.
So us three are going to be on the Netflix pretty soon.
Which is already out, actually.
That's right.
It's out.
Whoopsie-daisy. I mean, hey, John, how do you feel your set?
I don't think the audience needs to believe that we're recording this in real time. They're not going to dislike us any more than they already do.
That's true. But, John, are you excited for this new special?
I am excited. It was a nice little grounder. Sometimes you do stuff, like you audition for stuff and you try to make it happen and then things fall out. Mm-hmm. This literally was a grounder where you just put your mitt down and grabbed it and go, okay, I didn't have to do anything for it. That was awesome. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Every once in a while, if you're in the business long enough, that those happen your way. But it was fun. I had a great time on it, and it's we've talked about this before. I just feel like a loner comic where I'm just kind of out on the road doing my thing.
Yeah.
Working with a lot of new guys. So I was like, how do you get an agent? And you just kind of get like, So it was great to see you guys and do all this stuff and feel a part of something for 11 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember seeing, because, that night we did two shows. And
yeah.
I guess they're just going to choose what, I don't know. I have no idea which show they're going to choose. I imagine it'd be the second one.
No, I think they're probably just
pick and choose random bits.
Yeah, we wore the same outfit.
Wore the same outfit. But I know, John, you were like, oh, you didn't like your first.
I didn't like my first.
But
one.
Then the second one, you crushed. So,
because this is just my humble opinion. But the audience, the first show, and a lot of times when you shoot a comedy special or something, that you tape a couple shows.
Yeah.
The audience, I don't even think, knew why we were there the first show, to be honest with you.
Right.
They just wanted to see Brad Paisley.
Right.
They wanted to be closer to Brad Paisley than we are.
Right.
So I don't know how. I've not seen it yet.
Yeah.
But it's there on Netflix for everybody to see it. No spoilers. Don't tell me how it ends. But, so Brad is singing. Then Nate Bargatze walks out. And the audience, because that's what we're supposed to do. Brad sings, we walk out.
Yeah.
At first, the audience was like, why did he just interrupt Brad Paisley? So
yeah.
They
Who's
were confused, and
the
then
crowd?
Nate then had to do material.
Yeah.
And then, like, after a second, the audience is like, oh, is this how the night's going to go? And then during our sets, there was a huge tornado or storm warning.
Right.
So even everybody had everybody's phones off, everybody's phones kicked into that Amber Alert mode during our sets.
Do you remember that, Sarah?
Yeah,
that was crazy.
Okay, so that was the first show.
I just now remembered it.
Yeah, then the second show, then they kind of let people know why we were there and stuff, and that's when everybody crushed.
I had a friend that was at the show that had driven up from Georgia to watch both of them, and he said he was standing outside in line with everybody, and they had no idea that comedians were going to be on the show.
I know.
Because it said Brad Paisley and Prince. They're like,
it could have been.
Well, Brad Paisley's friends are like Keith Urban.
Maybe Blake Shelton will show up.
We don't know. Hopefully it's some really awesome singers. And then
it's going to be Zach Brown.
Yeah.
Nope.
And then here it comes us. They are so disappointed.
They're not even singing.
Yeah.
Or we sang first.
I think. Introduces.
And, you know, except for you guys.
Horrible singers.
Yeah, I'll just speak for me. Horrible singer. Where they're like, I don't know, did he have a hit in the 80s, this guy?
Oh, man.
Was he the guy who was.
Yeah. I forgot who was on stage that first show when that tornado alert came on everybody's phone.
It was actually you? No, it was Nate first. I'm like, oh my God, that would be terrible.
Exact same time gets that alert, and it was just like, like that.
Yeah.
And everyone just like stopped listening and looked straight down at their phone.
It was definitely like North Korea just sent a bomb. Yeah, it was like one of those. Yeah. Everybody looked down. Yeah. But the second show wasn't like
that. Last week we interviewed Brad Paisley on the podcast, and he told us the songs at the end of the show now. Like the executives loved it so much that they put it as the end of the show.
So
it doesn't start the show, it ends it.
Remember that when we all walked out together and sang the song in the very beginning about...
I wish we would have done it at the end.
I guess we could...
They would have liked us better after they saw us at least do comedy.
Weird at the beginning when it's like,
there was a weird.
We don't like you yet.
When I say weird, I don't mean anything negative, but you as a comic, you're just used to things being a certain way. Your name gets introduced, you hear clapping, people are cheering, you come out, you get that little bit of a bump just mentally, and then you do your stuff.
Right.
With Brad's, it was he would introduce us, the audience would be like, what the? And then you'd pause, and then you would start from the, I remember. Probably the worst intro I ever had for a TV show that just, I ate it so bad was, I was in Montreal maybe a couple years ago, and our gala, that's like somebody super famous, hosts his big thing, was the Muppets. So it was the Muppet show, right? And it's the first time the Muppets got together. And out of anybody famous I've ever met, I'm like, I'm on a show with Fozzie the Bear. Like, I could care less about humans. I just like, and then I didn't get my picture taken with Fozzie and all the other comics did. That's a whole nother thing that I think about at night. So we're walking out and they sing, Kermit sings Rainbow Connection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know how many people are in those theaters. Let's say 2,000. 2,000 people are crying. Crying because they're actually singing Kermit. It'd be like Prince singing Purple Rain. Uh-huh. There's a couple performances in your life. You're like, I need to hear that like as a thing. So they're singing and everyone in back's crying. Everyone's singing the parents they've lost and just this bad. So then they walk out and there's a big door. That's supposed to open up. They go, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that was my Kermit impression. The door opens.
You did the arms are good.
Yeah. And then you walk out. But I don't know. You guys have been to, like, the walk you do from the backstage to your mic.
Big
how long?
Stage like that, it takes forever.
40 feet.
I mean, it feels like it's 40 yards. Right?
I mean, it's pretty long, right?
Yeah.
So they go, John Heffron, and then there's always a stage manager. He's like waving me off, like, stay on your ex, don't move.
Right.
Everyone claps. Silence. I'm not exaggerating. 30 seconds go by, which is, let's just watch. That was only 4. Yeah, see how uncomfortable
that was? I got nervous.
So then the door, then after a minimum of 30 seconds, the door then rises, and then the stage manager points to go. Okay, I have like dress shoes on. You hear clunk. You hear if you're alone in a theater walking on the stage, you just hear clank echoing. You just hear it. And I walk up to the mic. They're staring at me.
Yeah.
And I was so pissed at the crowd. I literally, the first thing I said was, you saw what happened. You couldn't have just clapped as I was walking to make me. And then there's the Canadian, like, he's kind of an ass. And I ate it. On the Muppet Show. Like, it just bulletproof. But they're like, this guy's kind of a dick.
Have you seen it since?
I wouldn't want to.
Well, they probably aired in...
only in Canada.
Yeah.
But it was
I'm wondering if they made it better. Like, we always think it's the worst, you know, and then
you see it.
It's like, oh, it's not that bad.
Yeah, they sweeten it. That's the only reason you agree to do those things. Right. You're like, I might bomb in the room. But
can I use someone else's audience, please?
Yeah.
2,000 people and every executive in Hollywood might know, but at least a million Canadians won't.
Yeah, so it's joking through.
Well, how was your Montreal experience this time? Because I know I was leaving as you were coming in. Pretty much.
Yeah,
we hung
that's
out
right.
That one night.
It was good. I did the Howie Mandel show. I didn't eat it on that one.
That's good.
Yeah,
was he dressed
good.
Up like a Muppet at all?
Yeah, I got to see. I was like seeing, you know, fellow comics and stuff like that because I never get to hang. So it's nice to complain about stuff that you wouldn't go, well, I wish I had those problems. Like, do you know what I mean? Like sometimes there's legit problems where
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like you don't anybody else would go. I wish
Must
I had.
Must be nice to have those kind
yeah,
of things.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
about.
You're working too much. Like, but that's Ugh. Not. You go. Oh, listen. It's like a video game. Every new level, there's a new right. thing you gotta. Yeah. Just
see,
because
we,
you're here.
We get,
it's relative.
I'm not. Yeah. yeah. So.
It's relative. Yeah, so, yeah. I know. People like to, you know, crap on us as comedians if we don't just love it every second of every day. And it's like I love. An hour a day of it, yeah. you know, yeah. when I'm on stage. That's yeah. it.
That's the only time
That's
I like
That's the only
it
time
to.
I'm happy. But I wanted, that was that your first time at the Nashville Comedy Festival? Because this is where we taped right. this special, the Brad
Yes,
Tape
it was.
At the
yeah.
Nashville Comedy. Mm-hmm. But you'd been to Nashville
Been
before.
To Nashville a bunch of times before that.
Now, was a festival there different, like, did that make you love Nashville more or like hate it? Did it make you like, because we didn't really get to go and do anything. I mean, I guess we got to go to Brad's house, but.
We went to Brad Pace's house. Cool. We went to his burner house.
Yeah.
I always
we
tell
should talk
that.
About that. We I don't know. Are we allowed to? Is that like.
Well, he's got a recording studio. We went to his like recording studio house.
Which is at the bottom of the
well, yeah. So like, and you hear a lot. House. Yeah. We didn't make the.
We got picked up by.
We didn't
a
make
very,
the main house.
A nice.
We got like
yeah.
the.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody does.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's.
Wife and kids.
But yeah, so that we went there. I liked Nashville. I would actually live
I like
it,
when we pulled
live...
up to that burner house. This
and
video,
you said and we burner house, and we were like, no way, John. And then
but
you
we kept
were
thinking, like,
right.
no, you called it. You actually predicted
he
it before
called
we
it
got
right
there.
In the way.
And then we got there, I was like, oh, this is nice. I mean, it's pretty modest for what I thought he would have. But,
right.
But I get it. He's staying true to his
he's
roots.
He's just a West Virginia guy.
Yeah, he's just being normal. But it's like, yeah, it's still like, a big house.
Oh, this is like some guys have a room in their house. This is actually a house that's a room.
And then we start talking. He's like, oh no, this isn't my house. My real house is over there. You're not getting over there.
He actually
you
has a
stay
fake,
here.
He's got a fake Hollywood like trees like painted, so you can't actually see the real house. They like move it just in case. Yeah,
kind of like the Truman Show.
Yeah, and we had to put bags over our head with that blacked out the thing when they drove
that
us.
That part
in.
Was
so
weird.
I don't really know where we were, but it was kind of weird. But we woke up and we were at his house.
Yeah.
Man.
And it's like, okay, you guys write something funny for me. Not really. I mean, we had to come up with a song together right then and
yeah.
there, which is kind of
because he was out.
Well, yeah, and that happened. Hard. We walked in there.
What was it? You pitched something and felt embarrassed by it or something?
Oh yeah, like, I felt like, dumb. I thought it was.
What was it?
I thought it was gonna be a thing.
Well,
no, we went
what it
there.
Was. I just remember you like.
I felt dumb. It shut me down, to be honest. For the
I know you. I just knew.
I don't remember that.
So we walk in. we literally and. We walk in and then we say hi. Say hey, blah, blah, blah. And then we went to, he's got a little bar. And immediately, I mean, we've been in there a minute. And he's like, I need a song. And we're jumping. Like, I'm not a worker. So, like, I need a little bit of, let's, like, ease into this.
Yeah.
Not walk in. Okay, joke.
Whoa.
No. This must be a guy who sells right. billions of albums. It is, like, I do not handle it that way.
Yeah.
So we were looking for songs to do in the special. And then he was stuck on one of his lyrics. Like, I don't know how that goes. And I knew the lyric because I did my homework.
Right.
And I said the lyric. And in front of all you guys, he goes, boy, somebody's excited to be here. And it kind of crushed me.
Yeah, you're
like,
oh.
I'm a beta male.
Just
yeah.
all I had to say that to you, and this is what I get?
Yeah.
That was a funny moment. I remember you going like,
John comes over and he goes, it's okay, man. That's just how he is.
That's just how he is.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, don't
that's
take it personally.
It's the very first time you've met him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, see, and Sarah and I had already kind of
And
he
balled me in like
2 seconds.
Yeah. I was like, okay. I really
funny.
Felt like emasculated. Is
oh
that the
God.
Word?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot all about that.
That was good.
And then we went to the bar, and
his house,
Irish bar.
Yeah.
And
it's a full
it took
bar.
A minute for all of us to start drinking, though. We're like sitting there going, like, well, who's going to be the first
I was
one
like,
to get a beer?
I'm drinking.
Sarah opened that can. All right, I'll have what she's having.
Yeah. I had him pour me a drink, remember?
Yeah, behind the bar. You almost been to go get a new Guinness keg.
That because he imported
like, well,
from Guinness.
I mean, yeah, he got it from Ireland.
From Guinness sends him. And then he's like, yeah, right where you said Mick Jagger was just there like a few hours ago sitting at the bar. We're like, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
We just missed Mick Jagger.
Yeah. I loved how nervous you guys were to like ask him anything. And I was like, yeah, I'll have a drink.
Yeah.
That's not enough ice. Put some more ice in there.
He's literally bartending for everybody.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Somebody at some charity event probably paid $300,000 for him to serve booze at something. You're like, ah, put it on. This, excuse me, this glass is a little smudge.
Giving me the cheap stuff?
Yeah.
Jeez. Like the top shelf stuff, Bradley.
Oh, my
Bradley.
God.
Yeah. Oh, man. That
so
was so
fun.
Much
fun. It was nice little...
And you were so funny in it. And, you know, I've been a fan of yours for a long time because I remember Last Comic Standing when it first came out. You were, of course, like
1975.
Huge hit from that. Yeah. But I remember, you know, as a comedian, like watching that and being like, God, this guy's good. Like, how does he even write? like your whole bit.
Right,
like,
right.
I can, you know when you're like new in comedy,
beginning,
you're
middle,
like,
and end.
How do you have just one joke for 5 minutes?
Yeah,
I used to have one joke for an hour. Used to be my thing. Like that's how I would
no
figure
kidding.
It out. Yeah,
I used do to you have start a, with like a story, or do you write all these?
I
jokes
used to
and
go.
Put it
I'm
together.
Gonna go on a fam. Like I, it's been so long, but it's basically so me and my family were going on vacation. We pull out of the driveway, yeah. right? And then my last bit is us getting to where we were going.
Oh, wow.
So the whole side note, sidebar, then we got off and we're at the hotel. And is it weird about hotels? Da, da, da. And then so anyway, the next morning, we're supposed to leave at 6, but we don't leave till 11. And then now we're back in the car. And I would use that as a always get back. We're always still mm-hmm. traveling. And
reminds me of how like a lot of European comics, have you seen like you've been to like the Edinburgh Festival or Australia
yeah.
where like everybody does their one man show
yeah.
type thing.
Oh yeah.
And
I'm just bad at remembering
standard.
Jokes. So I can only remember stuff in story form.
Okay.
Is like my is my
So you
thing.
Kinda start
but
with
now,
like a story or event that happened and then sort of like put jokes in there as you go.
Yeah, my new thing is because I'm like, I gotta bang out some new material. Like, I'm just kind of, you just get sick of words coming out of your mouth, right? So I'm just like, ugh. So my new thing is I'll mind map it. I'll just write a sentence down.
Yeah.
And then I'll circle it. And then from there, I'll just think of all these different ways to get to that sentence.
Okay.
And then the bit then becomes like crazy long. And then mm-hmm. that's how my new way of doing it.
Do you
it.
Edit as you go, like on stage, or do you just sit and write?
Well, I saw a
go?
Guy, he was, I was sitting next to him on an airplane and he was sketching. He drew like the Statue of Liberty and then he turned the page a second later and draw a sketch of Robin, then turned the page and it was a building. He was like going through like pretty, as fast as I just said, and I go, you didn't spend a lot of time on every picture, huh? And then he goes, no, because once I do, then I start thinking it sucks or I get mm-hmm. stuck. So right when I get stuck, I move on to the next picture. And then I just keep going back and, you know, start when I get to picture 5, I go back to 1. And then for an hour, then his pictures have all grown. So I'm like, I'm going to try that. So I went to a coffee place, which is, I'm not like a writer. I'm like, I'm going to get a little notepad. I'm going to do this. And I would write the first sentence that came to my mind. And then so I went, I lie to Uber drivers, change the page, apps that will make real jobs extinct. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then went back to Uber drivers. Why do I lie? They can't be trusted. next one, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
before you knew it, I had this. And then who else would I lie to on a flight? And then I went, what jobs would be interesting to lie to? Marriage counselor. Why? People tell you their stories. And then I would go, stories you've heard. And before you knew it, you have this whole, like from
oh,
any
wow,
angle you want to, like an airport.
Before you get bored and sick of it.
You can lie. So
yeah.
I'm like, okay, so maybe I can take this. And it just
that's
cranked out.
I love
that's a good
that.
Idea.
I've never had like a theme for writing ever.
Yeah,
I've always
yeah.
just kind of talked on stage.
Yeah.
But I'm like, maybe I need to get, because you see all these guys that crank out hours every year. Although
yeah.
there's something to be said that you could whittle
yeah,
that down to 20 minutes.
They should have waited.
Yeah, yeah. That's this because you say, oh, here's my Netflix
yep.
hour. Here's my,
yep.
I'm doing my fifth. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Like,
there's 40
okay.
minutes of good material there.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah,
maybe.
But I'm on the other spectrum. I'm like, I need to find a way just to.
Yeah, I know what you mean though. Like,
I just want to crank out just content and just move on. Mm-hmm. Like instead of.
And that
I've
guy
only...
that you sat next to doing the drawings is Seth MacFarlane?
Yeah, yeah, it was yeah. him. It was him. Yeah, yeah.
So, so people can see you on the Netflix special, but where can they see more of your other comedy?
My other stuff. If you go to, just go to johnheffron.com, johnheffron.com. Has links to everything.
And
I don't even know.
It. You're on all of it, right?
Every video I've ever done, every special I've ever shot, I don't own. I'm getting in trouble for posting it.
Right.
I don't.
But people can type in your name
too.
Type
in
like Spotify.
It,
you know,
and,
like
oh,
listen
yeah.
to your
Pandora.
Channel. Pandora.
Yeah. I have a bunch of
serious.
New albums. Why don't you just create a Pandora station with John Heffron? Just create it,
then
that way
idea.
When
that's
I have
really
new stuff,
yeah.
then my new stuff will pop up.
So when just, people do that, I'm just curious.
Uh-huh.
If I created a Pandora station, John Heffron, uh-huh. do other comedians pop up that are similar to you?
Yes.
Every other track. Every
I
track.
I wonder if I'm one of those dudes.
Probably not.
Probably there's some weird. By the
no,
way,
no,
that's
these are
always
comics.
Yeah, Tom.
I'll give you guys a little insider tip.
Please.
I don't know why I'm talking like this.
I like it. Okay. Because you're on fraud. It just happened.
Yeah.
So my buddy who was a bigwig at Spotify, I was asking him just about like streaming comedy and stuff, and there's stats you can get now that you can really get specific. And he goes, what big bands are doing is nobody's releasing EPs in, or albums. Mm-hmm. Nobody's releasing, here's my 10 songs, unless right. you're crazy big. Mm-hmm. Comedy, nobody listens to album track 1 through 10. So as a comic, he goes, you should just worry about releasing 2 new bits every couple months.
Yeah.
Release good, like, you know, that was that 10 minutes, mm-hmm. maybe even less than that. And then that way you're always in the new, like you always have new content. And over the course of a year, now you have an album. Then at the end of that year, slap it all together, throw it on iTunes, make your $4 from somebody actually buying an album. Yeah. But for the most part, you have new content all the time.
That's not a bad idea.
Because the Pandoras and all that stuff of the world are what put butts in the seats.
Yeah, Madrigal told me to do that.
Yeah.
He said he's just going to start releasing singles.
Just a bit here
pretty
and
much,
there.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah, I love that idea.
It's literally, yeah, just make a little cover.
Yeah.
I'm part of my new podcast where I go on people's podcasts, and what I do is I redo their careers. It's called Career...
Critical Career Time.
Makeover.
There you go.
Amazing. So. Well, that was awesome. I'm so glad that you came on and
thanks,
talked to us about... And
I miss you, man. I got to do this again. This is fun.
Be careful, hey, real quick, disappear on you. I've been hurt before.
Yeah?
Yeah, you got to stay on them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. That's actually true.
I don't want to know what's going on.
When you...
We've had 2 podcasts together.
Oh, okay.
Me and
yeah.
Rick.
We started and stopped 2 at least.
2. We have 2 podcasts, and then they just stopped.
Uh-huh.
Can I tell you my little Heffron Reap story?
Oh, please. I'm excited.
This hurts me. No, this hurts me.
Oh,
and then we'll move on.
No, Sarah's your mom's gonna be calling in, right?
Well, no, I have to call her.
You're gonna
so
call her.
We need to,
okay.
Yeah,
so John,
I won't tell you my Heffron Reap.
No, come on.
Now we got plenty of time.
Okay, so when me and John were doing stuff, we decided let's take some ads out, right, for Heffron Reap. Just so, you know, people can click Google search and whatever. This is maybe a couple years ago. Stuff done a little different now. So I set up a little ad. Da da da. Leave it. Da da. My business manager goes, man, you spend a lot of money on advertising. And I go, no, I don't. I do some Facebook posts like every once in a while. Like you have to promote. Now Facebook literally makes you pay $5 or $10 to let anybody know you're in a city. She's like, no, it's higher than that. Long story short, over the course of 2 years, this is also my fault for not seeing like $10,000.
What? No.
No.
100%. I'm not lying to you. The ad was left running.
Oh,
you know how you have like a set
do you
date
not know that?
And then you...
I mean, it's going to a credit card, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What are you going to do? I mean, I've just...
Slightly wear my gut every time I see you. I resent you a little. That's probably just a pain I'll have for the rest of my life.
You got to cancel that card.
I know.
You got to file for
bankruptcy. I said we were married, and that's on you. Yeah, that thing, your credit. No. So that was a weird thing.
Yeah,
I told you that story.
I didn't know that.
So lesson learned, don't get any Google ads.
Don't get any Google ads. If we do, we're taking out a joint account.
Yeah. Wait, did you mind advertising this?
Do you mind buying an ad?
I'll put it on that credit card. Yeah,
yeah, just
it was a stolen credit card anyway, everybody. Yeah, I didn't use my real credit card.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, whatever city I go to, I like to pickpocket from the servers.
Just say you lost it 3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot to call you. I got
it
covered. It's a write-off.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. I'm not worried
about
anything.
I found it, then I realized it expired. But anyway,
yeah.
You get it. Oh, I don't know those guys.
Yeah, so there you go. But yeah, so johnheffern.com, say hi to me and all the stuff. You guys were wonderful on the special.
Thank you.
That was
so
fun.
Are you. Yeah, we had so much fun.
Hopefully it will lead to more new fun things.
And then afterwards after that special, you said we didn't do anything. We went to a karaoke bar.
We did.
That's what
And
we,
I had one of the funnest times I've had in a long time.
We
that
went
night.
To a karaoke
and
room.
And I don't booze or anything. Yeah, we were in a room. It was soundproof. It was just one of those nights where everybody's like,
yeah,
I trust everybody. We're just going to be dumb.
Yep.
And this is just going to be
all singing.
Well, when you did the GD comedy jam, because mom and dad's listening, what song did you sing?
Don't Go Break My Stride.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna
Which
hold
everyone
me down.
Everyone loved that song.
No.
Which
so,
we practiced that
yeah.
night.
I know.
Yeah.
And you saved me for actually singing, so I appreciate it. You were on stage with me
that
show.
I sang backup. Yeah, but you did great.
So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, guys. You guys mean a lot to me.
I love you, John Heffron.
Thank you. We love you. Thanks for coming.
Producer
in.
Over here. I can't. None I can do for him.
Do you want to sit around for this phone call, or do you get a jet? What's your jet schedule?
Because you know it's L.A. To get back home, it's about 3 hours.
All right.
Plus, I Uber because I still have to pay off our advertising. So.
Okay. Oh, send me that bill, and I'll just hang on to it.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
See you, John.
In,
I love
John.
You, everybody. Bye. John Heffron,
right.
Everybody.
John Heffron.
We love you. All right.
Do
so
we pause it, Aaron? No, we just keep going.
I can just talk while you make this happen.
We have no idea what's going on.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Heffron, there he goes.
All right,
taking his hat. I'm high-fiving him as he's walking out.
My mother, right now. My mom.
People just yell something weird that nobody can hear, but this is what everyone living in the room does.
See you, buddy. Enjoy that traffic.
So I'm going to call my mom right now. She's probably going to let this go straight to voicemail.
I'm excited. I want to hear what your mom
She's going to teach us something new.
Okay.
Because that's what mom's supposed to do, teach us. But she's going to teach us something we should already know.
Okay. I can't wait.
Which is definitely what.
Let me get an episode where we get your mom and my mom together.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It's me, and then John Reef is here.
Hello, Mrs. Tiana. That's not my real
John,
voice.
It's nice to meet you. Call me Sue.
Yeah, you can call her Sue because
yes, ma'am.
My last
Sue.
Name's not Tiana.
Well,
no.
You imposter.
My middle name is.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I used to go with my whole name, and then when I started stand-up comics, started just shortening it because it was like too much to memorize.
Oh, you got a long last
name. And then it just, not really.
You can tell me off air.
It's Haynes. No. Oh. It's not a secret.
Oh, I get it. It's underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. It has a Y.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, Sue, nice to meet you over the phone.
Mom.
Hi, John.
She sounds delightful.
We just had John Heffron in here, who is also on the Netflix special.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know him already?
No. I know of him.
Ooh.
He's a very funny guy.
I watch a lot of stand-up and listen to a lot of podcasts. So.
Well, then you probably do
except
know,
for this one.
Right.
Yeah.
No one listens to this one.
You probably know who, John.
Well, she probably knows John then if she listens to comedians on the podcast.
I thought you were just going to give her another name of like.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, you probably know my friend, Candace.
It's weird that you chose that name.
So, Mom,
we've
had John Reap's mother on here, Miss Betty, and she's been doing movie reviews. And I said, well, if we're going to have your mom on, then we have to have my mom on.
Yes.
But I didn't think anybody would want to hear sewing tips, which is definitely not your only skill, but it's like what my fans know a lot of you about
sewing
because of the
Sue,
cat
be
bandanas that
cat
she
bandanas.
Makes.
That's
yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Which were very popular at my show, are very popular at my shows. So I asked my mom to call in and tell us about something that we should know because mom's supposed to teach us stuff, right?
Yeah.
Mom?
Where are you calling from, by the way? Is this Calhoun, Georgia?
No, they live
No. Yeah, we live just outside of Chattanooga. We moved out of Calhoun several years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I
and so they live
Chad,
closer to my sister.
Okay.
The good one that
right.
has a grandchild for them.
Well, you got one. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
The one that won't put us in a home.
Right. Well, I told you I'd pay for it.
Yeah. You said it'd be a good one, but still.
We'll send the bill to John Heffron. Yeah, he'll pay for it.
Wait, where's Daddy? Is he already in bed? Because it's like 7:30.
No, he's not. He's in Memphis this week with Tim.
Oh, he's hunting. Right.
Well, they're getting the cabin ready for hunting. It's not hunting season yet.
You didn't want to go hunting with them, Mom?
Yeah. They're just up there getting it ready, like doing the bush hogging and cleaning up and setting out the deer feed and that kind of thing.
And who's Tim?
Tim is my brother-in-law, my sister's husband.
Ah, okay.
The father of the
so
grandchild
just them
that my
two?
Parents love.
Gotcha. Yes.
More than me.
So just those guys go hunting?
I don't know.
Well, no, there's quite a few. His grandfather has owns a lot of acreage up there. And one of the things that you have to do if you're going to use it for hunting is you have to also help maintain it.
Right.
So that's the payment. So that's what they're
bush hogging
for.
And the whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So Dad is up there doing the maintenance inside the cabin. So anything that needs repairing, he's repairing.
Yeah. My dad's really good at repairing, not so much the hunting part. Repairing stuff.
He's good at setting things up for the hunting.
But my brother-in-law, Tim, has killed a couple of them, and I always make them take the deer head down when I go to their house because I don't like it.
You don't like it staring at you?
It's not. It's in the bedroom.
I don't have that many hats to hang up on this
thing. It's in the guest room.
Yeah, well, that's my bedroom. The guest room.
Yeah.
We don't have anything like that in my house. We do have that one Billy Bass that sings to you when we pass it. Take me to the river.
That's fun.
Yeah. That got annoying pretty quick, though.
Well, Sarah, one of those deer heads is your dad's.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh.
Your dad grew a deer head?
Yeah, my dad.
Wow.
He built it. Oh, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, the first one was, that one that was always up there was your dad's. I wouldn't let him have it here.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to the hunting cabin.
Now.
No, I'll keep that in the house.
Yeah. So Tim got it, and Tim was just going to store it, and then he decided he'd hang it in the house. And since your sister didn't mean to mind it.
Yeah, my sister does not mind. And now they have a second one in there.
The second one is Tim's.
Well, they'd have a matching pair.
Well, that one deer's not lonely then. That's good.
Yeah,
you always
right.
got to get two at least.
Yeah.
It's too bad it's two boys. So, it's the man room. So,
yeah.
It's fitting.
Sure.
You don't want some doe hanging up in there. $2, please. I like it.
Mom, what do you have to teach me and John today?
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd tell you about the origins of the word redneck.
Ooh.
Oh, please do.
Yay. All right.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Well, let me before you get started, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When we moved to Calhoun, I was five, so, and we moved from Northern California.
Yeah.
Right.
So, good. You remember, Mom.
Correct.
Yes, I do.
And she's old. She might forget. So what, do you remember seeing your first redneck?
Do I remember my first redneck?
Yeah.
I worked with a whole plant full of rednecks.
Oh, okay.
In what part of Northern California?
Well, this was in Calhoun.
See.
I'm assuming that's
where. Yeah.
You didn't see any until you moved from Northern California to Georgia. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right. We moved to Calhoun, and then I started. Well, first of all, I couldn't understand their accent.
Right. That happens to me to this day out here.
Yes. Yeah, so most of them were from Alabama, which has a very thick accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
a lot of times there's, a lot of times these guys have tobacco and dip in there, and it just garbles it all together.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, and John, you're from North Carolina. They have such a sweet accent.
Well, I do. Thank you for that.
Yes. They have the typical Southern accent, the y'all, and very...
Uh-huh. Governor.
Oh, that's old school. That's like...
fancy.
Foghorn, leghorn. Now, hang on now. Yeah. But yeah, it's a buddy, an old roommate of mine out here in California, from Texas,
mm-hmm.
was also a dialect coach for actors.
Oh, okay.
And he...
Oh,
God, what's his name? Kane, something. Oh, God, dang it. Anyway, English actor. Had to
teach him.
Michael Caine. That's right. It's Michael Caine.
Uh-huh.
He had to teach him how to speak with a sort of Southern accent. And he said one of the things he told him was, if you're from England, each word kind of stands on its own. But if you're from the South, they're like dominoes. Each word kind of leans on the next one. And so that's one way of him teaching him how to, sound that way.
Until get drunk and fall over.
Yeah, just start drinking. But, yes, please tell us about the origin of the word redneck.
Yeah.
The origin of the word. Well, there's several theories.
Ooh.
Yes. Some actually believe that it started in Scotland in the early 1600s.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Where at that time the bishops were in power, because the church was the seat of power. So the bishops were in control of most of the people,
mm-hmm.
under the king, obviously under the king. And the people that were opposed to the bishops would sign these manifestos against them, and they would sign them in blood.
Okay.
So those that were opposed would also wear a red cloth around their neck.
Oh.
Signify they signed in blood, and so when they these Scots moved to the Americas, you know, many people started coming to the Americas at that time. Most of the Scots settled in the Appalachians.
That's true.
So people there called them rednecks.
I knew a lot of Scots.
I didn't know that. Scott. You know a lot of Scots.
Yeah.
I didn't know that part of it. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, but now they were only called rednecks in the U.S. They weren't called rednecks in Scotland. So that term doesn't really make sense.
Well,
so there's another theory.
Yes.
Okay.
The most accepted theory is that the term was given to poor white Southerners.
Right.
Poor white farmers. The poor being they didn't have slaves.
Yes.
Oh.
So
they couldn't afford
working their fields. Yeah, working their fields on their own, they would get these permanent sunburns on the back of their necks.
That's the one I thought. That's the one I kind of grew up thinking.
Right, exactly.
Huh. Yeah, and, it's just like sunburn on the back of your neck because you're always bending over working, and you know, which is why we grew mullets, is to cover up that.
Nuh-uh,
that's
really?
Why you have. I just.
Oh, you just. Like, I was like, now I'm very
how can
gullible.
I be a redneck when my mullet covers my neck? See, that's been my theory for years. But yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know that first one though about the bandana.
Yeah.
So they would sign something, a petition in blood, and then to protest that, these guys would wear the red bandana. Is that what you said?
No,
yep, exactly.
What? Wait, you said there's more than, was there another one after that?
No. There were several versions of the Scottish one.
Yeah.
But it was mostly in Europe.
Yeah. Well, I knew that
I knew that
the Scots and a lot of the Irish or whatever came and like sort of like took over the Appalachians, by the way.
Appalachians.
I'm sorry. No, it's okay. No, honestly, it's mostly Appalachia, but there, if you go to that mountain and you say Appalachia, they'll laugh you off that mountain.
Yeah,
no, it's Appalachian. I go to Appalachian State University. But if you watch sports and they talk about anything about the Appalachians, that's how they'll say it. And everybody from there goes like, ugh.
Oh.
It's Appalachian.
These Yankees.
These damn Yankees.
That's like in Georgia, they have a city called Lafayette that they call Lafayette everywhere else.
Yeah,
that's
Lafayette.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the French. Well, that's awesome, Mama. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
educating us.
Yeah,
giving us. So we'll have you back on.
For you learn, giving you a little learning.
Yeah, a little learning.
Yes, the Scots is what brought the bluegrass. See, if you look up the bluegrass music, that kind of came from Ireland and Scotland. The guys who came.
From
see,
Scotland.
Aaron's nodding his head. Yes, he agrees with me. Yes.
And the clogging, probably.
And the clogging.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. And the deer blood writing. I don't know. I wonder what blood did they use to write those letters in or whatever it was that they had to sign? Was it that the guys were protesting? Was it their own blood? I imagine so.
Their own blood, right.
Yeah.
I'd protest that too. That's horrible.
I would think anybody with a Band-Aid on their finger would be, you could find them.
You could just find them. Okay. Well, thanks, Mama. We'll have you back on.
Yes, it was a pleasure to meet you over the phone.
And you too, John. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
You got it.
All right, Mommy. I love you.
I love you more. We'll talk to you soon, babe.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
I love your mom, too. I just didn't want to tell her this soon. This is a little, you know, I think we should see other people. But I do like her
a lot.
Well,
she is home alone right now, so.
Well, all right. Yeah, I got the whole place to myself. Nice. She's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't have an accent at all because she's from Northern Cal. But yeah.
Right.
But I can imagine that culture shock because I went through it when I left the South to live in Los Angeles. Mm. What that's like going the other way is probably just as shocking. If not more.
Yeah. I just remember like when we first moved to Calhoun, I was like, I hated it immediately because I was like, there's no sidewalk, so I can't ride my bike anywhere. I thought, I was like, this place is the worst.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't understand anybody. And my sister, though, my sister has a really thick accent.
Oh, yeah?
She learned to talk out there.
She younger?
Yeah.
How old is your sister?
She's 3.5 years young. Okay. So she was two.
Yeah, so right off the gate, she was getting that southern accent.
Yep. She says Thanksgiving, like there's a G in it. Like, Joanna.
So this Joanna's the good daughter.
Yeah.
The one that grants the kids, the grandkids.
Uh-huh. She has a husband and a grandchild, and she just got her PhD, so she's like got a doctorate. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she has health insurance. I mean, she's just killing it.
I meant to ask your mom about your ancestry, because I think we're gonna do that, right?
Yeah, let's do. Yeah,
because I wanted to see what she would have said before we read it.
You know?
I should have. Well, I meant to ask
my mom's
that.
Italian, so she would have just said, "You're probably Italian."
Well, I'm gonna hand. So here's what we did. Sarah and I thought it'd be interesting to learn each other's genetic ancestry, and I really don't care, because I have a feeling mine's just gonna say North Carolina. It's going to come back a pie chart in three colors, red, white, and blue. That's it. Because that's where I'm from. But anyway, for health results, we figured it'd be good.
Just to make sure we're not related?
Yeah. You know, in case we have kids. No, wait, so I got to click on this here. See my results. Clickety-clack.
Yeah, click.
And I don't know mine. Sarah doesn't know hers. And we're going to read it to one another.
Cute.
I don't know how this works, though, because this is the first time I'm looking at it. So, do you want to go first, or you want me to go first?
Well,
because I clicked on yours.
Wait, what did you say you assume yours is?
Well, I was joking. I said all North Carolina. But I want to say half English, half German, maybe some Welsh, you know? Very white.
Well, it said, I'm going to go for it. It says 60% Great Britain.
Great Britain, yes!
I'd say,
I love tea.
I'd say good Britain for you. But
mediocre Britain!
16% West European.
West European.
Which I think is like
gotta look at the map.
Germany.
Right? That might be Germany.
I have no
idea. Europe is so big.
A Russian. 24% other.
Now that's what I want to know.
Yeah, I know.
Now, it's how like, do we click on this other part?
Hold on. Let me see.
Oh, here it is. View your genetic
ancestry.
Oh, here we're going to go deeper. Oh, this actually has like a map with like circles for you.
Oh.
Well, it gets a little more detailed.
Oh, yeah. That's what yours says.
Okay. I'll let you finish.
10 ethnicity regions. So Great Britain, West Europe, 10% Italy, Greece, 5% Scandinavia, 2% West Asia.
West Asia!
But that's low confidence.
Low confidence?
it says low confidence region. I think that
like they're not sure. That must be the small penis.
2% Ireland, 1% Iberian Peninsula, less than 1% Finland.
Oh.
The West Asia is what they mean. They mean the Middle East. When they say West Asia.
West Asia. That explains my huge penis.
So. I think that explains why you like everything in gold.
Well, I kind of figured that. I kind of figured that's what it was mostly. Although I want to get...
Genetic communities. I'm not done.
Oh, please, keep going. I learned a lot about me.
Early settlers of Western North Carolina and Southern Illinois.
Right.
Settlers of the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Mm-hmm, where the Appalachian Mountains are. Yep.
Throughout the 1700s, they came over. Okay, that's boring.
They give you like...
See all the genetic communities.
Oh, it gets detailed.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you're going to be very surprised with yours.
Yeah? Oh, man.
I think you might be.
DNA matches.
Oh, boy.
You have 1,309 fourth cousins or closer that are, I think, on.
They're all my Tinder dates.
I've
liked every one of them.
You need to link to a tree. I don't know. Okay, go ahead with mine.
Okay, so I'm going to go back one here.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Jonathan. I know, Jonathan. Joe Nathan. show details. Here we are. Are you ready for you?
Ding, ding, ding.
Hang on. Show five. Okay, here we go. Should I go small to big or big to small? you are 48% Europe West.
Oh.
It says Europe West.
Europe West. Yeah. Which...
And then 26% Italy / Greece.
Oh, yeah.
So there's your Italian. Mm-hmm. 10% Great Britain. Okay. Oh. And that's mediocre Britain for you as well. And then 8% Scandinavia.
Wow.
And then there's a low confidence region. 5% Ireland.
Oh.
I was wanting to see some Irish or Scottish in me because I got the ginger hair.
Yeah.
And people always say,
that's
well, you must be
man,
that. And I always want to go like, well, yeah, probably. No, I can say 100% no.
No, 100% no.
Okay. But you, 5% Ireland, you are, low confidence, under 1% Europe East, European Jewish, less than 1%.
Oh.
Less than 1% Iberian Peninsula. So there you
man,
go.
Man, so no Native American.
No Native
it's
American.
My dad says that we are.
I don't see that in here.
Because I'm like.
I mean, would that be, how else would that be
I thought
listed?
That's because I drank so much. He just told me that.
Would Europe West count? No.
I don't think Native Americans are from Europe West.
You seen this little part right here where it's got the map and it's all these clusters? Early settlers of eastern Kentucky and northeast Tennessee.
Yeah, that's like the Cole family. That's my dad's side. They settled in Tennessee.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Eastern Kentucky and Tennessee. Is that the only place it says?
And it says
genetic.
Northern California.
Uh-huh.
Just kidding.
No.
dang
it.
No. But that's it. That's all you got.
It just says.
Hang on. Now that we've looked at each other's, I think the cat's out of the bag. Hang on.
Yeah, no, right. I'm not I good can at explore more.
This. I'm not good at navigating this. But yeah, you're, okay, here we go. I guess I could read the other thing.
Yours says, throughout the 1700s, this is your North Carolina stuff. Throughout the 1700s, English, German, and Scots, Irish settlers followed the Great Wagon Road from Pennsylvania into western North Carolina.
Yeah.
They farmed the land until the mid-1800s, then when worn-out soil pushed some settlers to Tennessee, Kentucky, and Georgia, and to the Missouri's Ozark Mountains. When the railroad arrived in western North Carolina, failing farmers began working in mines, textile mills, and the lumber industry. Although the economy faltered during the Great Depression, military industries helped the region recover during World War II.
So I'm from a failing farmer community. That's great. You guys.
I could have told you that without looking at this.
My lack of green thumbs. I am not good at farming. Here's you, right? Overview. Thousands of settlers followed Daniel Boone into Kentucky in the late 1700s.
That makes sense because I had a lot of perms when I was little and everyone said it looked like I was wearing a Daniel Boone hat.
Among them were the descendants of English, Scot, Irish, and German immigrants who settled the mountains terrain of southern Kentucky's Appalachian region. These rugged individualists lived in close-knit family clans. Uh-oh, that's just crazy. farmed and hunted to survive and became famous for their home-brewed moonshine.
What?
That explains a lot, Sarah
yes,
Tiana.
It does.
Coal mining brought the region Coal mining brought the region a wave of relative prosperity, but its collapse finally led to some Appalachia to leave Appalachia for the first time in 125 years. So there you go. Look at us.
Wow. That's amazing.
A lot of southern roots. I liked it.
Yeah, I knew that, like, my dad's family was from the south because they live in Michigan now, and they are so redneck. Like, way more redneck than, I mean, my Uncle JR, like... He's been shot 9 times by
Who
his
shot
ex-wife.
Him?
Who shot JR? I know. We know.
This is his ex-wife. We found
his
out.
Ex-wife.
9 times.
No, she shot him 9 times. She
At missed, the same time?
Throughout over the years.
Oh, wow.
And
this
she
is
missed
amazing.
Every vital organ. And
that's good.
No. Sorry. She shot him twice. She tried to kill him like 9 times. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
So she shot him twice and missed every vital organ. Then she put rat poisoning in his coffee for every day for a year. And he built up an immunity to
the
it.
Slow burn.
And didn't die. And then she finally stabbed him in the head one night when he was sleeping, and it messed up the part in his hair. And he said that's why he finally divorced her.
Because he messed
up
with the hair.
Yeah.
No one messes with the hair.
Yeah. And
oh,
he's
wow,
never
like
had
Ace
any.
Ventura.
He's never had any hair. He's always just had like those strands that he combs over. And then one time he said he was getting a toupee, but he didn't. He got like a wig like
yeah,
that
oh,
had
no.
like sideburns.
Yeah.
And he looked just like Conway Twitty.
Oh, wow.
And he went like back walking through Tennessee, and everybody thought it was Conway Twitty.
That is hilarious.
That's really funny.
You need to unlock your phone. That's I want to see. So you are 48%.
Whoa.
Europe.
You're West European, which is like German.
Okay.
Like you said, right?
No, Aaron, please.
No, it'd be like France, Spain, Portugal.
There you go.
Wait, it's let me west. See what Europe West
and
means.
Then I want to see what the bulk of me is. I forgot which one you said was first. Do you remember, Aaron?
Sorry. You can have yours back.
May I? So I am
Europe
mostly...
West, Belgium, France, Germany, see? Netherlands, Switzerland, Belgium, Luxembourg, okay. And Liechtenstein.
That's what she said.
Also found in England, Denmark, Italy, Slovenia, and the Czech Republic.
I'm mostly great. I'm 60% Great Britain. That's great. That does explain my love for tea,
that's
though.
Great.
I swear to God, I love tea. So that makes sense. We are at 50 minutes, Ms.
Yeah,
Deanna.
Yeah, I know. We gotta go. Everyone's sick of us.
This is a jam-packed show. We had John Heffron.
Uh-huh.
We had Mom,
yeah.
Sue.
Ms.
And we had
Tiana.
Our DNA test results. I'm very thrilled with this show. So, how do you feel about it?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also feel good about you listening to us and subscribing to our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're new here at All Things Comedy, and we're trying to make friends. You'll probably hear us pop up on some other podcasts in this network.
And we have an Instagram page now.
We do have an Instagram page now.
It's called Fried Podcast.
Fried Podcast. One word?
One word.
Okay, I got to go like that.
Yeah, you should.
I should go follow my own page.
The podcast is following you
on
good. Instagram.
So you can follow that, or you can follow us. Just, you know, just JONREEP at anything. And then same with Sarah, but not spelled differently.
Yes, SARAH, Tiana,
yes.
TIANA.
So do that, and just know that we over here at Fraud love you.
And please tell, tweet at us or Facebook at us or
yeah,
Instagram,
ask us
and
questions.
Let us know what kind of segments you want to know.
Yes.
Or if there's an origin of something that you want my mom to investigate.
Right.
If there's a movie you want John's mom and dad to go watch.
There you go.
Also, my dad is going to be calling in towards the end of the month and giving us football picks.
I like that. I would ask him as a fan of your family now. I want to know some hunting tips.
Oh, man.
Or maybe some repair tips.
He'd say.
He's good at repairing things.
He'd say, come hunting with me because everybody
that's
that goes with him kills some, except for him, usually.
Okay.
But, my dad, I was asking him to do it, and he goes, well, I'm not an expert. And I said, that's the point.
Other people do the killing.
Yeah, other people.
He's a chaperone.
No, with football. I mean.
Oh! Now I got you. I was trying to mix those two
he's
together.
He's not an expert at very much, except for carpentry. He's pretty much an expert carpenter. I'd
well,
say.
Maybe we'll have him call in with that as well.
Yeah.
So there we go. Lots of stuff to look forward to. And shall we wrap her up?
Yes.
Let's wrap her up. For John Reap, for Sarah Tiana, I'm John Reap. I should get this together.
And for John Reap, I'm Sarah Tiana.
And thank you.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit.